You're a Calgary kid. You're a Northwest product. You're a former member of the Okotoks Oilers. But what's your first Calgary Flames training camp experience been like?
It's been great. I was lucky enough to be called up to Stockton last year, meet all the staff, a lot of the boys, Philly, Gods, all those guys that have been around, Dubes, Parse, all like everybody that was down there. So it's really nice to come into camp and have some friendly faces.
So you've been, you're pretty familiar with a lot of the guys then, hey?
Yeah.
Kind of like a little bit of a first day of school experience?
Yeah, coming back after summer, yeah. seeing all your friends and then coaches that coached me in the past. Built up a good relationship with them. Nice to see Ricky Davis, strength guy last year, some of the medical staff, and then, yeah, no, it's been great.
So two games in the books now. How have you felt those two have gone against Oilers prospects?
2-0, love to see that. But, no, they've been good. The first bit's usually a little scrambly. Everybody's kind of gripping the sticks, wheeling around pretty fast, kind of. But it settled down pretty good, and I think we got a good squad here and a good group of prospects, so I'm excited about that.
Last year was your second full year pro. What clicked at the AHL level? Your first year you were up and down between the ECHL and the American League. Last year you got called up, you stayed up, and by all accounts you were one of the better defensemen for Stockton last year. What made it a successful year for you in your mind versus earlier attempts?
It was a good fit. Got there, the coaches were very open immediately. Everybody was super supportive, which helps a lot. But, it's kind of right place, right time as well. So you show up, you never wish any ill luck upon anyone. You never wish anybody gets hurt. But when I got there, I was supposed to be there for 2 weeks. Brad Pascal gave me a call and said, come up for 2 weeks, break pucks out, kind of do your thing. And guys kept getting hurt or guys kept staying injured, and along with my play that happened to be good because of the good situation, I was able to stick. So,
and then the decision to get you on an HL only deal, that's got to be exciting to have a home base for the season.
Yeah, it's awesome because the first 2 years, you know, it's kind of stressful. You're riding into August, not 100% sure what you're doing, still making calls, trying to find a camp to go to and a team to play for. And it's nice knowing that you have people backing you, you got somebody in your corner, you know, you got a solid deal to look forward to the fall. And they were super awesome with letting me train with the Flames guys this summer. So I was out at Edge with RVA and any of the guys that were in Calgary. So that was an awesome experience. Get to train at the NHL level and prep for the season.
Doesn't hurt it's the hometown team either. That's got to be neat.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's cool, you know, going to Flames games growing up and stuff and get to come play in the game. Only the lower bowl was full last night. I'd be excited to play when there's a packed barn and yeah, Everyone's kind of going nuts. That'd be awesome.
Flames prospect defenseman Robert Hamilton with us. So, okay, have you thought about what it might feel like or what the nerves might be like if you get into a preseason game here?
Absolutely. It'll be intense, but I mean it's kind of what everybody's working towards for their whole career. So everybody's kind of played in big games before, but it'll be exciting. The nerves will be there, but I think it'll be good.
Tell us about 2 years playing with the Okotoks Oilers.
It was good. It was 45 minutes from home. It was super comfortable. I had some awesome billet parents that we still keep in touch with today. I think they were at the game last night, actually.
Yeah,
they're awesome. And no, it was good. I did enjoy Okotoks. Playing in the AJ was a great stepping stone for me to get to college, and it was an enjoyable experience.
And you play at Vermont for the Catamounts, pretty legendary, tiny, loud barn.
Yeah,
what was that
yeah.
program like, and why was it a fit for you?
The Gut, yeah, no, it was awesome. I loved it there.
Is that the Gut? Is that what it's called?
The Gutterson Fieldhouse, but yeah, everyone calls it the Gut. Yeah.
You showed me a picture of it. You're like, that thing is tiny.
It's like, fits like, I think, 3,500-ish. It's like a wooden airplane hangar.
Bouncing off the walls.
And the stands are like super, super steep. So only the first couple rows are behind the glass, and then the sound just pours onto the ice, and it's loud.
So the only reason I know anything about Vermont is I worked in BC League, and a kid that had played there, Kyle Mountain, would have been one of your teammates.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He's coaching now. I keep running into him every
summer.
He
was a senior my freshman year, I believe. Awesome guy. I actually, yeah, I really enjoyed him. I, we we had a class kind of period off together, and we'd eat lunch together every couple of days. So, no, I really liked him.
So it was a great program for hockey, smaller school, barn, checks a lot of boxes for certain guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was a good time. School was good. Yeah, no, I really like my teammates, try to keep up with my classmates as much as possible, and, yeah, it was awesome.
Rob Hamilton's with us, Calgary Flames prospect defenseman. As you move into main camp, what's the philosophy for you? What's your mindset? What are you looking to accomplish once everybody gets on the ice on Friday?
Control what I can control. Just not worry about what everybody else is doing, whether it be refs, coaches, other players. Just simple. Keep play my game. Play simple. Play effective. When there's plays there, try to make them. And if there's nothing, don't try to make something out of nothing.
Have you been to an NHL training camp before? And so this will be a first time for you, even though. So have you thought about? Hey, I mean, like, now you're gonna have Norris Trophy winners and you know, seasoned NHL pros out there. Have you thought about that and being on the ice with those guys?
Definitely. Well, I'm for the last couple weeks of summer, Gio was in town and skating with us, and first couple ice times you're kind of wide-eyed looking at this guy, and he was super down to earth, awesome. Come over, say hi, chat with you for a few minutes, and as soon as he walks away, you kind of just go, holy, like, that guy won the Norris last year and he's a big deal. Like,
yeah,
so no, it's awesome, but great to skate with those guys. As more guys came in at the end of the summer, we got some ice times with them, and it was kind of a good window into what their level is and what training camp will be like.
Final thought, you mentioned Gio, not drafted. Here he is as a 35-year-old. He wins a Norris Trophy. Like, is that a guy that you're like, okay, I wasn't drafted, but look what this guy's been able to accomplish.
Absolutely. He's like a perfect role model for me, exactly kind of what I'm trying to perform with my career eventually down the road, which would be a huge accomplishment, I feel like.
Good stuff. Appreciate the time, Robert. Thanks so much for doing this.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, thank you guys for having me.